Hey guys, and welcome to week two of our Church Unlimited series. My name is Nathan. I'm the pastor here at Genesis Boyne. And the idea for this series is that we often have a tendency to limit our perception of what church can really be. So we get into this rut of, well, it needs to be songs and a sermon and prayer. And we forget that there are so many other ways that we can engage in worship. So for each week of this series, we'll be committing our whole service to taking off the limitations of our worship and celebrating who God is through different methods. Now, last week, we worshiped through dedication, both through child dedication and through the dedication of our school, its children, and its teachers to the Lord. And this week, we're going to be worshiping through observation. Observation is defined as the action or process of inspecting something or someone carefully in order to gain information. And I love how the scriptures, particularly the Psalms, are full of worship through observation. Let's just take a couple of verses from Psalm 148 as an example. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him from the skies. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all the armies of heaven. Praise Him, sun. Praise Him, moon. Praise Him, all you twinkling stars. Praise Him, skies above. And praise Him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord, for He issued His command, and they came into being. He set them in place forever and ever, and His decree will never be revoked. Today in our service, we worship through the observation of Christ-centered art. So we set up a gallery around the entire building of about 30 pieces, and then we took the time to observe the artwork, to look at the scripture that inspired each piece, and then worship God through that art. And today, I want you guys listening in the podcast land just to be able to worship God through observation also. After this podcast is concluded, I want you to take a little bit of time to go and observe some nature. Maybe take a walk in the park, or sit out in your backyard, or drive through the countryside. Just go and observe the majesty, the intricacy of everything that God has created. And here's what author Myra Perrine says about worshiping through observation, specifically in nature. She says that there's something inside our souls that comes alive when we are surrounded by God's splendor in nature, be it in the mountains, the deserts, the plains, or the beach. That just being outside can dramatically increase our awareness of God, since witnessing the Lord in nature comes so easily for us. She says, we might see a massive rock formation and be moved to reflect upon the rock-solid faithfulness of God. Or maybe see His gentleness in a breeze as it blows through the trees. Or we might sense while hiking in the heat of the day that God is our oasis who restores our dry and dusty souls. That worshiping through these observations is truly a special thing for us. So one final thing that I want to make sure that we all remember about worshiping through observation, and it is to place our worship properly. Romans 1:25 says that people trade the truth about God for a lie. So they'll worship and serve the things that God created instead of the Creator Himself. Worship is being about God. God who is worthy of eternal praise. So remember that you are not worshiping the creation. You are not worshiping nature. You are not worshiping the art. And you are certainly not worshiping the artist. You are worshiping the amazing God who inspires beauty, truth, and holiness within us. The one who created the earth and all that is within it. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast and for participating in Worship Through Observation. We do this together as one unified church family, and I'm so glad that you've chosen to participate with us wherever you are. So let me pray for you as I close. God, you are absolutely amazing. We can look out our windows, we can walk into nature, and we can see the beauty, the springing of flowers, the falling of leaves, the snow, the summer. Every season just brings about an amazement of how intricate everything that you designed is. From the tiniest molecule to the farthest reaches of the universe. You are God. From beginning to end, you hold it all together. I pray for each person who is listening to this that they have the opportunity, even today, to go and to worship through observation. That they can see your glory, that they can see your majesty, and that they can celebrate you through it. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.